Chattanooga was named Best Outdoor City by Blue Ridge Outdoors magazine. I spoke with Ruth Thompson with Outdoor Chattanooga to find out why. Blue Ridge Outdoors magazine is an oversized magazine printed on recycled newsprint that showcases the lifestyle and recreation of Appalachian communities. The November 2012 issue features the winners of the Best Mountain Towns contest, and Chattanooga is a winner.
The thing I love about the magazine is it not only encompasses the outdoor lifestyle ethic, which we have in Chattanooga, and we're familiar with that, and lots of other publications do that, but it also encompasses the Appalachian lifestyle. And not just on the bluegrass, moonshine, barbecue level, but also in how we integrate more of an urban sensibility into that. And it's kind of this very cool hybrid of that that encompasses the whole outdoor lifestyle, not just how we play in it, but how we live in it, the kind of music we listen to, what we eat and drink, and the whole nine yards. So it has a very Appalachian Blue Ridge feel for that whole broad sphere. And that's one of the things that I think makes this designation kind of special.
How did we get designated as the greatest little outdoor city?
It was a popular vote. The magazine did a Facebook poll over the course of several months over the summer and early fall. Their distribution goes from Washington, D.C. down to Atlanta, so it's a pretty broad-based readership. They picked a number of towns that they knew were outdoor towns, so we were in competition with cities like Asheville and Knoxville, Charlotte. Even Washington, D.C. and Atlanta were on the list for towns our size. But these are the cities that they picked, and then the readers voted on it. And there were 85,000 votes cast overall for the entire contest.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. We won the Best Outdoor City, and then Roanoke, Virginia won the Best Mid-Sized City. And then a little town called Hot Springs, North Carolina won the Best Mountain Small Town. And they're nestled on the French Broad River, kind of right on the North Carolina border in a very pretty area where the Appalachian Trail comes straight through town.
Was our tie into that trail part of this?
Chattanooga has always been right on the perimeter of Blue Ridge Outdoors sphere because they really focus on the Appalachians. But we've been on their radar for quite a long time. I think this kind of solidifies our place in the whole Blue Ridge cultural identity that this particular magazine identifies. So the fact that they kind of crossed over the Tennessee River Valley and came over to the Cumberlands, I think is kind of cool, even though we play in the Appalachians. I mean, Chattanooga includes the Ocoee and Big Frog and all those beautiful places as well.
So what does this mean for the city?
It means just one more incredible feather in our cap. It means that we're recognized again by another demographic that we wouldn't have expected. I mean, people in Washington, D.C. will look down and go, oh, Chattanooga. Just like Outside's poll, Outside Magazine's poll did last year for us, which brought us to the national sphere in terms of the extreme outdoor sports crowd. Now we're recognized by this Appalachian outdoor crowd. And it's just one more incredible feather in our cap and recognition of what we are. This isn't just some sort of a gratuitous award. This is people saying and voting for this contest and saying, this is what we are. We are an outdoor city. We have the lifestyle. We have the recreation opportunities. And we also have this great hybrid of urban and mountain culture. And that's what makes us special.
Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to the Blue Ridge Outdoors website for a peek at the article and the magazine. The online version of the article provides plenty of links to the organizations and places that helped make the Scenic City top the list of best mountain towns. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.